In Northwest news from KPLU, a turning point. That's what KPLU sports commentator Art Teal calls the NFL's admission this week that football head injuries are a contributor to long-term health consequences for retired players. Art, explain what happened this week.
One of the senior executives in the NFL, Jeff Miller, who's in charge of player health and safety, was testifying before a panel at the House of Representatives in Washington, D.C., in which a representative asked him directly, is there a direct connection between football head injuries and chronic traumatic encephalopathy, CTE? And he said, yes. But 6 weeks earlier at the Super Bowl, one of the chief physicians of the NFL, Mitch Berger, said in an interview that, no, we haven't established a connection. And everyone looked at that and said, what are you thinking? Because there is a lot of evidence out there. There's even a movie out starring Will Smith talking about what the NFL's position was. And the position, the NFL was locking their elbows against, you know, the overwhelming evidence of science saying there's a connection. Now, we don't know why it happens in some and not in others. We don't know a lot of things about it because CTE is only diagnosed posthumously. So much research remains to be done, but clearly there's something going on among retired players and anyone else who's had consistent head trauma and this particular disease that really debilitates the retired players, and that's even in players as young as 40. So the issue finally, I think, had a point of no return. The NFL is finally admitting what is obvious. It's almost like saying, well, yeah, at night it gets pretty dark. They finally figured it out.
So what happens now that the NFL has acknowledged this?
It's hard to say in short term. I don't know that it's going to impact the current litigation that's going on. Retired players had sued and reached a settlement with the NFL that gave them $765 million in benefits if they could establish the debilitations from head trauma. But they also agreed in that settlement not to acknowledge responsibility of football for causing this. They're just saying, well, here's the money, go away. And they also said in that suit, the NFL did, that we are not going to be responsible for players going forward. So this may not be something that changes the current litigation, but it's going to change everything with the NFL in terms of accepting the responsibility. Now, they claim that they're putting in a lot of money into research and they're trying everything they can do in terms of rules changes to minimize the impact, but they can't stop it. It's a collision sport. And that's the bigger issue here, is what are they going to do to minimize this significantly in this sport?
So what about the long-term effects? Do you see this as a turning point in the future of all contact sports?
Well, I do. I think finally, this is a cue that I think a lot of parents of young kids who are debating their futures in athletics. They're going to say, if the NFL agrees that this is happening, maybe we're going to keep our kids away from youth football. That could also apply in soccer. Certainly it applies on the professional and the youth level to hockey, which is a sport that's really been even behind the NFL in admitting responsibility for head trauma and long-term health effects. So I think this is going to be seen years down the road as a turning point, much as it was in the 1960s when the tobacco companies had to face the overwhelming amount of science that said smoking is bad for your long-term health. They finally admitted it. They're still around. I think the NFL will still be around in 20 or 30 years, but it could be much changed. And you'll look back at what happened here in 2016 and say that was the turning point.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Teal's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can find our weekly chats at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.